Businesses and schools across Karachi were closed Wednesday, and security forces patrolled largely empty streets, but there was isolated rioting for the second straight day to protest the bombing. The provincial government has declared a 3-day mourning period while bracing for more possible attacks. Hardline religious groups are already using the bombing, which took place outside a Sunni mosque Tuesday, to fuel anti-government sentiment. Speaking to reporters Wednesday afternoon, Qazi Hussein Ahmed, president of the conservative MMA Religious Alliance, indirectly blamed the attack on Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf.
This is the proof of the failure of the government of Pervez Musharraf. They cannot provide protection.
No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which ripped through a packed Sunni prayer meeting celebrating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Local police say a single bomber staged the suicide attack, one of the worst ever in Karachi. At least 57 people were killed, nearly 100 others injured. The attack sparked violent riots, with furious mobs burning cars and clashing with local police. Thousands of mourners attended funerals Wednesday as officials struggled to determine who was behind the deadly bomb blast. So far, the list of possible suspects includes everyone from Indian provocateurs to Islamic radicals. Suspicion has also focused on Shiite militants who frequently clash with their Sunni counterparts in Karachi. Karachi is a frequent battleground for the two Muslim groups, and there are growing fears of a sectarian backlash. Suicide attacks in Pakistan are typically staged by religious extremists, and there have been a number of cases of the majority Sunnis and minority Shiites attacking each other in the city. Earlier this year, a series of clashes between the two left more than 30 people dead and scores more seriously injured. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.